30 minutes after the hour. Steve Harvey Morning Show. We're back. We're here. We're live.
Okay. Here's the email that's going to start the phone blast, everybody.
Okay.
I was watching the Steve Harvey Project last week, and I was enraged about the portion when you all were talking about reading your kids' text messages. Mm-hmm. Personally, I feel that it's none of your business to read their text messages. You might find out something that you didn't want to know. Mm-hmm. I had nosy parents, and that ain't cool. I had my own cell phone and paid my own bill, and I was still living at their house. Ah. And they never tried to read my text messages. All I gotta say is, if you go looking too hard for something, you might not like what you get. Steve, you said you have your kids' phones and emails hooked to your computer. That is ridiculous. A 17-year-old listener from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, now,
you know, the reason we don't put people's names out there is because she's underage. So we didn't say who this is. Let me just say this. My sons who are in college, I do not monitor them. They are young men. They had go get life, son.
They're out of the house too.
Yeah.
And they're grown.
Right. The 13 and the 14-year-old's computer is hooked to my computer with the binocular spyglass software attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Got that.
You cool with all of that?
Oh, yeah. And gonna stay.
Yeah.
Now, do I check it all the time? No.
Mm-hmm.
But when I have suspicions that something might be happening, I periodically check.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As you
guess
should.
What?
What?
I have discovered on Facebook that there are adults talking to my kids,
mm-hmm.
claiming to be friends.
Yep.
Now, you 25. Why you got to be my 13, 14-year-old
kid?
Yeah,
you're right.
That
right there.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, nothing sexual, but I want to be your friend. For what?
Right.
Yeah.
For
right.
what?
Right.
You know,
friends your own age.
Yeah, exactly.
What are y'all talking about?
I'm 54. I ain't got no 15-year-old buddies.
She said you find out something you don't want to know. I want to know.
That's the purpose.
Nobody said this is a girl. Nobody said this is a girl. Right?
Ain't no little boy wrote this here.
No.
But I'm just 17.
No says
at 17.
A 17-year-old
listener.
So that leads to the phone blast.
That was what
I got this angry email. And after I read the email, you can call me and tell me what you think. What's your opinion of it? 877-29-STEVE. I don't mind your opinion. And please, please feel free to say whatever you like. You can disagree with me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. My 13, 14-year-old's computer is attached to mine, Apple, with this binocular software.
Yeah.
So if something happened, I can monitor.
That's right.
Because internet out there, as God I know, is full of evil.
Predators.
And people can do what they want to do. And I am trying to protect my children from some predator that may be trying to do something sideways to them. Now, they can have their friends and they can do what they want to do, say what they want to say. But you should not be typing anything that you don't want anybody to read.
Yeah.
Because that comes back.
That's right.
Just
can we whoop Hardo?
Who?
The girl that wrote the email.
No, that ain't my child.
17-year-old listeners.
I whoop other people's kids. I do. I'm just sorry.
I whoop other people's kids.
Now mine.
Key Sweat. Don't tell me last
night. All right, everybody.
Yes.
Here we go. Phone blast today is we got an angry email from the 17-year-old listener who says that nosy parents should not read the kids' text messages or email. And I just read the email, and so we're taking calls. Let's go to line one, George in Birmingham, Alabama. George, what's your comment, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Steve, man? I just had a quick computer and any other electronic devices that they may have.
So, have you whooped him, George?
Tommy, the whooping for what, the 200 emails?
Text me.
Or the interest in sex at 12 that you couldn't say you didn't have? Yeah, that's what I thought.
The
interest at sex at 12 is there.
Yeah.
The danger of today is you can really act on this interest in a much older way than your 12 years. Mm-hmm. See, I was interested in sex at 12, but I couldn't do nothing but look at that girl across the street.
Or your daddy's magazine.
Big Gwen. My daddy didn't have me.
What was her name, Steve?
Jesus Christ. Or your daddy, man.
I mean,
where did your mama let that happen in your house? Boy, my daddy would have had a magazine at, in Illawarra Hobby House.
I knew where they was geared at.
All right, let's go.
But wait, what was the girl's name, though, across the street?
Gwen.
Oh, okay.
Big Gwen had. Gwen could whoop every boy on the street.
You loved her, though.
You loved her?
You loved
her. You wanted her.
Because she would overdevelop.
Oh.
So you like girls at one time?
Let me explain something to you. When you 12, who ain't big? I weighed 97 pounds when I was 12. Everybody big to me.